So Colton, you're having a pretty good Monday. What brings you to lottery headquarters?
Over the weekend, I was able to hit on a $300,000 scratch off for the big win. I bought it at a Phillips 66 in Carter Lake, Iowa. So big day.
Yeah, no kidding. So just kind of take me through your story. Where you, well, we know you bought it in Carter Lake. What were you doing that day? Where did you scratch your ticket? How do you react?
So basically I was golfing in Carter Lake and I went across the street to this little gas station, went in, cashed in, I bought a $20 and won $20 back. So I was like, I'm not going to play another 20. So I'll pay an extra 10 and get a 30. Took it out to the parking lot, began scratching, and it just, I don't know, it was kind of surreal. I started from right to left, and it was like 0-0-0-0-0-3, and I was like losing my mind. I think I sat there for 3 or 4 minutes just looking at it, so pretty crazy.
For people who have never won the lottery before, especially a huge prize like this, can you describe what's going through your head in that moment when you scratch off $300,000?
Man, it's just awesome. I think I'm still in shock to this day, and it's been 2 days, so it's very surreal. It's pretty much a life-changing moment, so Absolutely. It's awesome.
So who have you told about your win?
A few coworkers, and then of course my parents. So they've got on my back about it. They're like, "Are you sure you won?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I won." So it's been pretty crazy.
So you checked it? Did you say with the app?
Yeah. Okay. So I pulled up on the Iowa Lottery app and I scanned it just to double check, and it was real. So I was freaking out.
Was it hard to like actually? I mean, you see the $300,000 on the ticket, you see the matching numbers, you check it with the app. Like, at what point, I'm sure you were still in disbelief, like, at what point did it start to set in that you just won this huge prize?
I believe it was shortly after. I still had, like, the little bit of doubt in the back of my head, yeah. Like, maybe it's just not right. Like, I don't know. I even scanned it, and I'm like, it's for real, but there was still a little disbelief, but... on the other side, it's like I can pay off some things like student loans and get a house and those types of things. So
yeah,
that's really, really awesome.
That's awesome. So pay off some student loans. You're going to look at a home purchase and then maybe just invest.
Yep. Yeah. That's the ultimate goal. I mean, retiring early would be nice. So if I can get a little jump start on that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Now, can I ask what you do for a living?
I actually work at Hy-Vee. Right now, I'm a manager of perishables in Council Bluffs, so
nice.
That's what I'm doing right now. So,
and how old are you?
I am 27.
Okay, perfect. So. Now, you also mentioned you were going to meet some friends for dinner on Friday after golfing. Did that end up happening?
That actually didn't. I had to call and cancel the plans because I had to figure out what I was doing with this ticket. So we were going to stop in Omaha and grab a bite to eat, but I had to unfortunately cancel the plans, but I think the next one's on me. So